We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Now it feels like a Friday. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Party rock, party rock. You see Craig Raven in the club.
Party rock, baby.
About eight Red Bulls.
Eight Red Bulls? Woo. I had my one Diet Mountain Dew today.
I imagine Craig at the club, real similar to that gentleman. What's his name? Tom Pritchard from the Geico commercials?
That's me. That's me. Get some jalapeno peppers, man. Been saving up on insurance.
Jalapeno.
Shaking hands with everybody.
All right, there's literally puddles on the green.
$20 cover. I didn't see that on the website.
Isn't this illegal? Is this not illegal?
No, they got to call it.
You can't putt on in a puddle on a green.
That's what's happening at Pebble Beach right now.
You gotta call it.
Pretty good downpour.
The problem is this is a pro-am, so it takes 5.5 hours to get through a round.
Yeah. I believe they just called it. Just trying to
squeeze
the
water. They're squeeging the water.
This is ridiculous.
And by the way, I forgot to give an update on the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Five-way tie atop the leaderboard right now, including Jordan Spieth, Paul Casey, and one Phil Mickelson.
Tony Romo with the shot of the day, though.
Yes.
Today. Had about, what would you say, a 60-yard lob from the second-story porch of the hospitality tent over some AstroTurf and put it within 6 inches of the hole after overshot it and backspun it back to the hole.
Well, I think that was intentional. When you play off AstroTurf, you're not going to get anything between the club and the ball.
Yeah.
No matter how, you're always going to clip it. I don't want to say perfect. You're always going to clip it and get that good backspin, especially with a wedge. So that was foreseeable, having that amount of backspin.
Well, that was a phenomenal shot nonetheless. No doubt about
it. Oh, my gosh. This is absurd.
Breaking news!
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
Sounder?
How does Justin Fields get an NCAA waiver to eligible next season for Ohio State?
What?
Yeah, the quarterback that transferred from Georgia, the five-star kid who thought he could beat out Jake Fromm and didn't, so he took his ball and went to Ohio State.
He's getting to
play? He can play immediately.
He doesn't have to sit out a
year. Well, you know what? Maybe this is good, so now maybe Miami can have Tate Martell be eligible to play next year. That's a joke.
Why don't we just get rid of the sit-out year rule now, because it's so inconsistent, as usual.
The story does not explain why or what the reasoning behind it is yet.
Well, he was claiming racism, right? Back at
the only people quoting the story, though, are Ryan Day, the coach at Ohio State. So you don't hear it's just Dan Murphy has the story, but just the details, you know, the waiver.
But wasn't his lawyer's argument going to be, well, there were racist events at
Georgia?
Doesn't even have
that in the story. I hear you. Just doesn't even have that in the story yet. Let me try another.
Typically, the only way you could play right away is if the coach that recruited you left, and then they can let you out and you can go play somewhere else. That's typically the only reason. And then the only other way is if you're a graduate student and you can go to another school and play right away. That's it.
Oh, Fields said, this put him over the top. I thank God for his guidance during this time of uncertainty.
And his lawyer.
Well, how about thanking Emmert at the creepy Emmert at President Emmert of the NCAA. I'd like to thank the NCAA for its approval of the waiver, allowing me to be eligible to play football this fall. I also want to thank all those who supported and encouraged my family and me during the process. While my case was pending before the NCAA, my family and I did not feel that it was appropriate to publicly speak about the circumstances leading to transfer. In my silence, people began to speculate, and the story took a life of its own.
This feels dirty.
His sister's still a softball player
dirty.
In Georgia. It's the NCAA. Of course it's dirty.
Yeah. I don't like it at all.
Again, the grounds for the transfer request was an incident that took place in late September of last year when a member of the Georgia baseball team shouted a racial slur suggesting that Coach Kirby Smart put Fields into the game in place of starter Jake Fromm. The baseball player was dismissed from the program the following week.
And that's not – I know he says that's the reason he left the school. That's not the reason he left the school.
Right,
if he
was
the starter,
excuse.
Then I don't think that –
I agree with you, Chris. It just stinks.
I'm not defending the idiot student baseball player who said anything in the stand. Right. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying he uses that as a way to not have to sit out a year.
Plus, as a native Michigander, I really hate this.
And now Ryan, Coach Day gets a five-star quarterback.
A sophomore.
All ready to go. Tuned up and ready to
go. Well, you're right. Then Miami should get their guy, too. I want to hear that. They don't.
Sorry, Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Jim's got to be going, are you kidding me?
That's it.
Wait a minute. How many weeks did he have to wait for Shea Patterson to be ruled?
Oh, a lot longer than Justin Fields.
He missed spring football.
And that was a legitimate case with Shea Patterson. He was told lies on the recruiting trail.
Yep, no doubt.
I wonder how much what Urban Meyer called in a few favors to some people. If he has any favors left to call in.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, he used that.
Fine, I have no problem with it. Just allow Miami to get their guy.
It's just so inconsistent with the NCAA. Yeah. And even going back to last week, when Missouri gets hit with the actual sanctions, when they do the same exact thing that was happening at North Carolina.
Not just football, though. No, softball.
That's what I'm saying.
Baseball.
But the only difference between the Missouri and the North Carolina investigations were that Missouri owned up to it versus North Carolina tried to wiggle their way out.
Really?
And it worked. It's so comical, the NCAA.
It's the most corrupt organization in the country. It really is.
It's certainly more inconsistent than even the NFL.
Oh,
it really is. Oh, I did have a college note I wanted to share with you all today. You know Jay Hobson, the head coach at Southern Miss.
Oh, well, that's another debacle with Brian.
Okay.
Yeah. That's another.
Two days ago, he wanted to hire Art Briles as his offensive coordinator, and the school president said no. No.
He told Briles.
We're not having him in.
Did you see his response?
And Jay Hobson was pretty much, he didn't blank you, but he was mad.
Well,
was
since when does a president have precedence over a football coach?
Well, he should, on paper.
I mean, what planet are we on here? That doesn't happen.
Well, this is Southern Miss. If it was Ole Miss, that'd be a different story.
Now, there's part two to this story. Yeah. Jay Hobson pursued a recruit that was accused of raping two women at knife point without disclosing allegations to Southern Miss.
Oh, yep. I didn't. That too. This is new to me.
This is part two. Yeah. This is telling me Jay Hobson doesn't have really good judgment.
Well, and Hobson put out a statement after Art Briles was not hired to be the offensive coordinator, where he was like, listen, he did some terrible things at Baylor. I believe in second chances, but all of his shortcomings, Art Briles, that is, were off the field. Those are my responsibilities.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that a little bit.
So, again, getting back to Fields, since I did find a little nugget here, the NCAA adjusted its policy, as we know, last spring to make it easier for transferring athletes to find an immediate path to the playing field. The new rules state that a player can be granted a waiver to play right away if he can show, quote, documented mitigating circumstances. That the change of schools was made to better, get ready for this one, impact his health, safety, and well-being. Well, hey.
There you go. It was an impact on his mental health.
Talk about subjective. That means then how can you deny any young man or woman?
Can you read that again?
Can any quarterback just say, well, this transferring process has been very stressful for me, so go ahead and let me play right away.
The new rules state that a player can be granted a waiver to play right away if he can show documented mitigation circumstances that the change of schools was made to better impact his health, safety, and well-being. Now, let's take the health, safety, and well-being one at a time, shall we? Health. What does that mean? My offensive line sucks. I'm getting obliterated.
Well, hold
I'm not
on.
Healthy. Hold. I need to transfer.
Can Tate Martell say I have a less likely chance of catching hypothermia in Miami versus Columbus?
What? Hey,
it's all safety.
All subjective.
It is.
Interesting questions we bring up. Safety. What the hell does that mean? You fear for your life? Or are you talking about on the football field or a baseball player who said something nasty to you, foul language?
Well, clearly it's the latter. Clearly.
Where do you differentiate between health and safety? What does that mean? You have asthma? Maybe you don't have asthma in the Midwest?
Pollen count's much lower. Serious note, pollen count going up this weekend.
Really?
So if you got allergies,
yeah,
might want to do a little...
You know what my death blow is? Ragweed. You know where there's more ragweed than anywhere in the United States?
You can transfer.
Indiana.
You can transfer from IU.
Yeah, but
transfer. Go to UCLA. So health, safety, and my favorite, well-being. What the hell does that – what does that mean? You fear for your life?
I don't know.
How does that – that's all subjective. How does the NCAA choose and discriminate between all three of what is or what is not health, safety, and well-being? That is I don't understand.
Of course you don't. It's the NCAA.
But that's it's so vague and ambiguous. It's ridiculous.
Like the NCAA.
Yeah.
Speaking of player safety, did you hear real quick, and we'll get back on this, Maryland defensive back Raymond Boone, who's working out, got sick. They rushed him to the hospital.
Darn right.
Because they don't want anybody taking any chances of dying.
You're absolutely right.
I'm serious, man. Yeah. As a precaution, they hospitalize
them. That's standard operating procedure
If you even sneeze, they got to take you to the hospital there.
Health. Transfer.
Health.
So an interview Wednesday, Fields declined to go into detail about the specifics of the case mentioned in the NCAA. He said today that speculation and his story, quote, took on a life of its own over the past month.
Quote, Fields said this?
Yeah. He says, quote, my overall experience at Georgia was fully consistent with Uga's commitment to, not the dog, commitment to diversity and inclusion. My sister is a softball player at Uga. I am still close friends with many of my Uga teammates. A part of me will always be a Georgia Bulldog fan.
I think Uga should sue Bevo for scaring him.
Fields says he didn't plan to discuss the transfer any further in the future.
Wow. You know, I think Fields used the same lawyer that Shea Patterson did use, by the way.
You are correct.
Okay.
Yes, you are correct.
Much different circumstances, but again.
And I wonder if Tate Martell is using that.
Yeah, it is the same attorney who played.
Should.
Same attorney helped all six former Ole Miss players as well.
This attorney just carved out a brand new niche for himself.
Tom Mars.
And
is
again, those six Ole Miss players that transferred out of the program before last season, mm-hmm. they all did so under the guise that they were told that all of this NCAA investigation was
health.
It was baseless.
Well-being.
No, it was baseless. Yeah, they were lied to in the recruiting process, so when the sanctions came down, that's where those kids were able to get off, and I thought they should have been eligible to play immediately.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think that's the case with Justin Fields.
Right. I totally agree with you.
Justin Fields was the number one quarterback coming out of high school last year. Over Trevor Lawrence, yes.
Yeah.
He thought he could walk onto campus and become starter by midseason. Didn't work out that way, so he wants to transfer out and the NCAA is buying that load of crap?
You, Chris, have no heart. Don't you see what is happening here? This guy's life may be in jeopardy. His well-being, safety, and health are at risk.
It's comical.
He cannot stay in Athens. He must go to Columbus. That is where he is healthiest. What is wrong with you people? Can't you see it? It's black and white.
There's a quarter inch of standing water on the greens.
Have you ever seen anything
Pebble
like
Beach?
This with a ball
Not
on the green?
Not when they're playing.
No.
I mean, that's like we were dumb enough to play in weather like this. We'd get thrown off any course, especially down here. You get thrown off. I mean, you're done.
Is it possible they're just finishing the hole? No.
No, they've been playing in this for 15 minutes.
You can't.
This is going to destroy the second most beautiful course in America.
It's the most.
I like Augusta.
You like Augusta?
In April. I like Augusta. I mean, I know the ocean's nice and everything, but yeah, they're gonna hack it up at this point.
Why won't the NCAA?
I might go Tory.
Comment on that. I want somebody from the NCAA to explain exactly, because it's all subjective, health, safety, and well-being, and showing documented mitigation circumstances. So the only circumstances we know is some knucklehead on the baseball team said something to him.
Yeah.
Some racial slur. So that's all you transfer now because of harsh language? Not a whole group of people, not a mob of people. Just this one knucklehead on the baseball team. So he's psychologically damaged because of that? Or because he was too chicken bleep to compete for a starting job at Georgia?
I remember this story, but I also question if it actually really happened. Was there really a baseball player that...
Allegedly.
Racial
epithet? Yeah, no, well,
I know there was a story.
The player got kicked out of school for it.
Okay.
So
it is, that part's legit. Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, I'm just.
239-337 ESPN is the number. Pittsburgh Brian on the Friday wants to talk a little NCAA. How are you, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Real well, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
I guess the NCAA is being very ambiguous, I guess that's a word,
yeah.
On purpose there, because not only they don't say what type of help. We're all thinking physical right off the bat, mm-hmm. but mental health, I mean, these kids going to start, they're going to get depression, and they're going to have to get their...
No, I believe those are two of the three categories,
that's
right?
That's what I was saying. No, but you're right. You're right on, Brian, about health, safety, and well-being. And you're right. That's what I said. What does health mean? Does my offensive line suck? Am I mentally, have I lost? Am I psychologically damaged because of the baseball player that said I was a naughty word? I mean, where do we begin? Where do we end?
But, if you don't say... They don't come out and say physical health or mental health like you're saying. I mean,
yeah.
Some of these kids, it's the first time they've ever experienced, rejection or defeat in their entire life. They got a case.
Yeah, and any lawyer is going to pick up on that and go, hey, it's vague and ambiguous. Health can mean I can...
Well, what
a lot
I,
of things
what I would say is...
Can't believe it rained 5 days in a row. I'm depressed.
Is there a possibility that you could be violating a HIPAA law? I'm thinking out loud right now.
Well, that's
is there that they can't say... They can't disclose a...
They could say mental health. They don't have to say exactly what it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Two other things. Back to Pebble Beach for a moment. I saw... No. First of all, Chris talked about how wet the greens were, and it was... There, the hole...
Pete, look at the hole when this ball goes in.
The hole...
It's right out of Caddyshack.
...is full of water.
Look at this, Pete.
The Caddyshack scene where the bishop puts the ball in the hole and the frog, and the frog comes out. This is it.
Not only that, three guys came out with a squeegee and cleared out the path of the ball of a 10-foot putt coming up. That's not legal. That's not legal golf.
I mean, if they're doing it, it is.
Wow.
This is comical.
Forget about stepping on my lie. They're actually squeegeeing the lie.
What's ridiculous is half of the players out here are the amateurs. I mean, at this point, the PGA needs to say, sorry, guys, just...
Well,
pick up your ball.
You can't tell me the greenskeeper's not having a conniption right now. What are you doing on my course? And what are you doing?
Well, this is a course also that last weekend got hit with huge storms,
They
did a great job getting all the structures put back up for this tournament. So now you throw in getting the course wet again just a week later.
This is horrible. 513 says, I worked in athletics at University of Akron, the Zips, and here at FGCU. You would laugh at the excuses coaches and players send in for transfers and get approved. Seen one for allergies before moving from Northwest to the Southeast. I believe it.
Allergies in the Southeast are much worse than the Northwest, let me tell you that.
Whoa, ho, ho.
Depends what time of year.
That.
Gets awfully cold up there. Things die and freeze up.
Maybe allergic to snow. I'm allergic to snow. I'm transferring.
Wouldn't you be allergic to rain at that point?
No. Different molecule structure.
No, it's not.
It's H2O.
It's just frozen.
Frozen H2O.
Hey, I can make a case that my well-being is at risk. You insensitive person, you. These kids.
That's why Pete transferred from Boston to Fort Myers.
You're right. Health, safety, and my well-being.
That's right.
Oh my! I would like an attorney.
You'd like an explanation from the NCAA. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, that. But any attorney would be able to get any kid transfer. So how can they possibly deny any transfer based on that showing documented mitigating circumstances and a change of school made to better impact his health, safety, and well-being? How are you going to deny any transfer of any kind?
Well, I keep going back to Tate Martell because he's transferring from Ohio State to Miami. Yeah. Has he put a waiver in to become eligible?
Yes.
He has.
Should if he has.
So I'm curious to see what happens there, and I want to compare the two statements.
Yeah.
By the NCAA and see what specifics.
Well, that's the thing. The NCAA hasn't made any statement as of yet. This is just the rule that's out. The rule is just part of the story, which is what they adjusted last year.
All right, tell you what, we still got another $50 gift card at Ace Hardware to give away. Let's do that right now. Caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. A $50 gift certificate to Ace Hardware, part of their fourth annual Reel in the Sunshine free Fishing Expo this Saturday at Bonita Springs. Enjoy free fishing seminars taught by renowned fishing captains, new product demonstrations, and blowout offers. Caller number 9 right now, the $50 gift card courtesy of Ace Hardware and 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
awesome, awesome song. Go play.
Rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Shepherd's the ones attempting to sing. It is a Friday.
What a great song, great video, great group.
When did they do the Super Bowl halftime? What?
Sing it, Craig. Ready? I'll give you the words. That's I used to roll the dice.
I know the song. I used to roll the dice. I'm a roll the dice kind of guy. Congratulations to Dave in St. James City. He was our winner of our $50 gift certificate from Ace Hardware. So that's pretty cool. You know, we could get back into the inconsistencies of the NCAA, but I did find one other thing I wanted to share.
Real quick, though, kid, the 239 has the text of the month.
Yeah.
He sent us, this is a document. It says documented, so it must be good. It says, I need to transfer, parentheses, documented. Okay.
It's scribbled on a napkin.
That's good.
That's your documentation for the NCAA.
Where would you like to go?
Yeah.
Wherever you want, granted, because I see no reason to deny anybody any transfer at any time according to these rules. If you're documenting mitigating circumstances.
What's starting this, in case you're just tuning in, Justin Fields, who just transferred from Georgia to Ohio State about 3 minutes ago, is eligible to play, does not have to sit out.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
And the new rules state that a player can be granted a waiver to play right away if he can show documented mitigating circumstances that the change of schools was made to better impact, quote, his health, safety, and well-being. Ah!
Let's go to the phones.
Couldn't I argue that playing time could affect my well-being because it's my ability to make money as a professional?
I brought this up. What about if your course is too tough in school? I'm psychologically damaged. I can't go on. I need to transfer. The course is too hard.
Instead of
taking calculus or college calculus, go back to college algebra.
That's why you get all those transfers from Duke to Alabama, right?
Do we? Let's go to Nick in Bonita National. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hey. Hi, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, Pete?
What's happening, buddy?
I just want to get your guys, and I think I kind of already got the vibe from it, but this transfer portal thing is turning into an absolute joke. Cause to me, in my personal opinion, you know, even from a legal perspective, too, because I am an attorney, and I heard that, you know, at the end of the day, that question that you guys had before you cut the break last time, but I think it's offering the path of least restriction for students and athletes to just get up and transfer if they're unhappy, as long as they can somewhat articulate some sort of health or well-being and immediately jump into a top five program and start playing because they're unhappy with playing time at their old program.
But that's never been the case. That's what's so shocking about this. For you to not have to sit out 1 year was almost unheard of. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden we've gone 180.
But Nick, if you take the kid that's going to Miami, wants to go to Miami, Tate Martell, right now, how can he possibly be denied, Nick, based on documented mitigating circumstances, and how does an opposing attorney disprove the fact that he has health, safety, and well-being issues? I don't understand how that's going to work.
You don't, but I mean, it's also creating a slippery slope because, like I alluded to before, now any kid who wants to train, and don't get me wrong, I kind of have an ambivalent feeling on it. I agree. Just like any other student at a university decides one day, hey, I want to take my talents or my education to a different school, they don't have to sit out for an entire academic year. But then when you start throwing on the fact that kids are bringing in money to this school, even though they're not getting paid, mm-hmm. they have some sort of obligation to that school, I think. And if we're going to allow them to transfer willy-nilly and just say, as long as we can come back and somewhat articulate to a reason why you want to leave that program, we're just going to allow you to do it. So I see both sides of the coin, but if I was an opposing attorney, I'm saying to myself, listen here, this is kind of hard to prove that he doesn't have an issue because, like you guys have been saying all along, what's to stop him from saying, I saw something very traumatic on campus one day, and I just want to leave, but at the same time, I'm a good football player, so why should I be disallowed from playing football?
And what he did see on campus, Nick, was Fromm, and knowing that he probably is not going to beat him out, but yet somehow the competitive spirit in a lot of these guys has gone down the toilet. If they're not starting, I'm transferring. It's really sad.
Well, and what's to say Tate Martell can't say that the media coverage of the school he was at last year I'm talking about the wide receivers coach beating up his wife.
Yes.
What if he's? What's to stop him from saying that that had a traumatic effect on him?
That was traumatic.
Great point.
Absolutely.
Had an effect on me.
I'm just saying, and you can always find something like that. What if a coach leaving has a traumatic effect on you?
Yeah.
Is there any limit? What if Justin Fields goes to Ohio State, gets beat out this year, and makes up something that happened? Can he transfer to Alabama next year?
Yep.
Well, no need to. We got
Little brother.
We got Tonga Valoa out the wing, out the wazoo for the next 7 years. Let's go to Faith in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Faith. How are you?
Hi, Faith.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's happening?
As a Georgia fan, I'm highly annoyed right now.
Should be.
Okay.
He transfers to Ohio State. Good for him. Fantastic. Way to go, buddy. But his mitigating circumstances were that he, my assumption, revolved around the baseball player and that he felt unsafe or whatever, his well-being was in jeopardy, whatever. But if that's the case, the kid got kicked out of school. What was he really afraid of?
He was afraid that he couldn't beat out Fromm for the starting position.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what he is afraid of. Yeah.
I know that I'm not going to get this cool new toy or whatever because so-and-so got it, so I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
But, Faith, you know what? Unfortunately, this is what is happening in this country.
You
know,
absolutely.
It's like, I can't start, so I'm going to go home. I'm going to, you know, here come mommy and daddy to yell at the coach, either that or I'm going to take my ball. Instead of competing and trying to get your job back, which I do think in college is a possibility, I just go transfer because the baseball player to call me a naughty name.
Exactly. I mean, he probably got participation trophies when he was a kid.
Exactly. Bingo.
No doubt. Thank you, Faith.
That's what we're talking about here. What has happened to the competitive spirit of the quote-unquote student-athlete? What has happened?
But I understand going back a few years, and Florida State fans will remember this, Coker. Right.
Yeah.
Coker comes in as a highly touted quarterback the same year Jameis Winston loses out to Jameis Winston. Obviously, at that point, you're not going to see the field. But it's not like Justin Fields didn't know about Jake Fromm. I mean, Jake Fromm was a quarterback in a national championship game last year. Probably should have won the damn thing.
We talked about this when it's led 2 years ago when the Georgia National, we call it Georgia Day. I said, why would this guy want to go to this institution with Fromm there?
Even to go something a little bit more familiar, a little bit more top of the mind, go look at Kelly Bryant at Clemson. He transfers out because a freshman, he's a sophomore, a freshman beats him. Okay, I'm not getting any more playing time in my college career. I got to go somewhere else to play. I get that.
What's he going to do now? Because the minute after he went to Missouri got put on probation.
Which I actually think means he can transfer without sitting out a year.
Again. So he's up for grabs again.
But it's just not every transfer case is
No, not everyone.
Is
you understand.
The same.
You have coaching and player differences. I mean, you can... You can understand.
I get it when a coach leaves.
Reasons.
I get it when a coach leaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That was not the case with Justin Fields. And I'm glad Faith just brought up the fact that the baseball player did get kicked out of school.
Yeah, he's gone.
Now there is no... And what? He didn't feel safe attending the University of Georgia, but his sister does?
Yeah, right. I know. It's fake because he
never really talks about what he... The part about health, safety, well-being, I don't know what he feels better about. Maybe all three.
239 says, gents, I think the NCAA is allowing these transfers now due to the mass movements of head coaches. I disagree because I don't think we have any more or any less movement of coaches than we had 5-10 years ago. This always happens.
239 asks, if Fromm is that good, why do they care? It's not. We're not Georgia fans on this show. This is just opening up Pandora's box. This is a slippery slope. And where's the line of demarcation? Yeah, where's the line that says this is reason enough to transfer?
And it's helping Ohio State, which kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I don't dislike or like Georgia, whatever. I'm a football fan. I enjoy them. I actually root for them a lot, especially when they play Alabama and get screwed. But this is all about, you know.
Don't go for it on fourth and one from the 50.
If Fromm went, exactly. If Fromm went down,
11.
If Fromm went down, I'm a Georgia fan. I want Fields. I want to go, oh God, okay. God forbid Fromm goes down. I got a 5-star QB coming in.
It was actually Fields who they snapped the ball to on that 4th-and-11. Yeah. He was the up man.
Yeah, it was.
Don't put your quarterback in as the up man. That's a dead giveaway.
Breaking news, play has been suspended at the AT&T Pebble Beach tournament there.
It's only about a half hour too late.
All the rain. What, my breaking news?
No, the play being suspended.
They literally were playing the holes on the greens. were filled with water. There was a quarter inch of water on the green. It was unbelievable, and they kept playing.
But you got to be – so matter, this, and again, we're focusing on football here, but these rules apply to any sport. So, you know, you're the pole vaulter at Florida State. Oh, man. I don't like the track. It's kind of pebbly. It's really interfering
it's
with
my
safety.
Great track and field program.
Safety and well-being. I'm going to go to the U instead. I'm going to go down the street
and
go to Miami.
Speaking of college rules, can I ask you guys something? I read something here that the NCAA is going to consider buzzer beater reviews during the NCAA tournament. Did they not do that before? I thought buzzer beaters were reviewed.
Did.
Well, why is this the thing now?
Why? They reviewed one last night. I can tell you that in a tournament. It was Wofford and East Tennessee State. It was a buzzer beater
last
night.
Look at you going mid-major regular season college hoop.
I was telling Craig.
Name the conference.
Not the Horizon. Nope. It's the
Ohio Valley?
Nope.
I had it up earlier because
Wofford, East Tennessee State.
Yeah.
Southern Conference.
Citadel's in there.
Yeah, they are.
But they're undefeated in their conference. They're 16-4, I believe, or 17-4 overall.
Wofford or the Pirates?
Yeah, Wofford. And, yeah, but they're undefeated in the conference. They're 16-4, but they had a buzzer beater last night.
Buccaneers? ETSU Buccaneers.
I knew it was some form of a pirate.
Yeah.
Got your Pirates, your Buccaneers, your Raiders.
Yeah.
Wofford, circle that team for upset special. It's a 14 seed.
Terriers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah.
All right.
Wofford Terriers.
Yeah.
They run the wishbone in football. Ugh.
Still?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're not an academy.
I know, but they've run the option.
Well, why do they run the wishbone?
They do quite well with it, actually.
Everybody does quite well, but nobody does really well with it. It's just everybody's – you're two games above 500 if you run the wishbone.
Okay. As long as you don't schedule
Alabama.
All right,
so Fields' competition.
Citadel almost beat them.
You guys mentioned this. Fields' competition is Matthew Baldwin. Freshman. 6'3 from Austin, Texas, 205 pounds. I'm rooting for Baldwin.
This is a victory for Ryan Day today, I'll tell you that. Get right at it.
Yeah.
Although you don't want to win too many games your first year, even at Ohio State.
Well, this is something Urban Meyer can bring up in his ethics course that he's teaching at Ohio State next season.
That's so funny. Oh, God. That is unbelievable. Urban Meyer and ethics course.
We can get it online. I hope we get a video of that.
That would be good.
You couldn't write that.
No.
You
in fact, if you made that up, I would laugh because I would think it was a joke. Good one, Chris. Good one.
Oh, my God. Man. I just want to hear the president, Emmert, come out, right? Mark? Right?
He's not.
Emmert. We never hear from him. we hear from Roger Goodell more than we hear from Mark Emmert.
Where
are you serious?
Creepy little troll hiding out, Emmert. Where is he? If Tate Martell doesn't get that transfer to Miami, then...
Oh, he's not getting it.
Yeah.
Why, wait a second. Why not? He fits all three criteria as far as I'm
concerned. Because it's Miami and the NCAA would have to help them out. When has that ever happened?
Mitigating circumstances. His well-being is in jeopardy. His health is in jeopardy. His state of mind is in jeopardy. He hasn't committed double jeopardy. I mean, it's all there, man.
The NCAA has never helped out the University of Miami. It's never happened.
That goes down to the
officials and the Fiesta Bowl in 2002.
Another reason why he's mentally, damaged a little bit.
In all fairness, the U hasn't done much to help itself out.
They
have.
They're a misunderstood institution of higher learning.
All right.
I don't care who graduates.
Oh, man. All right. I think we've done a week's worth of work here, coming off the Super Bowl. Feeling good about it.
Not bad.
Super Bowl, I've turned the page on that league.
We need
it. Onto the Alliance.
The Alliance.
Let's go.
Orlando, baby.
The Zone of Hot Shots.
We need to know what their Super Bowl is called. Google it. We'll have it when we come back. We got what you got, I think, if there is a thing.
Or might transfer by then.
So there's 10 games. There's four teams. There's 10 games per – so 40 games total. But each team will play 10 games. So we're going to have quite the round robin. With these, what is it, eight teams?
Yeah, eight teams.
All right.
I got nothing.
You got nothing on the championship?
I'll keep looking, but yeah, I got
so
nothing.
Do the math for me. 10-week schedule. No buys? No bye weeks? So we're going to go till April, right?
April 27th, I think, is when the championship matches.
Do we know where this is? The Super Bowl going to be?
I can't use that term. That's trademarked.
Only in the commercial, for lack of a better word. But is it going to be at the home team, I would think?
I don't know. I'll look it up during the break.
All right, we'll have that perhaps.
Radio Row, maybe. Chris, get it ready.
Orlando.
Let's go.
That's it.
All right, plus we got what you got next. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And what you got brought to you by our good friends at Twin Peaks. They got something for everybody. They're made from scratch menu. Perfect sidekick Danny Mail is a Twin Peaks signature beer served in a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views at Twin Peaks. On this date in history, February 8th, go back in the time machine to 1936. You guys are like this. Today was the first ever National Football League draft. The draft. It was not in April back then.
Where was it?
I don't know where, but I knew that Jay Berwanger from the University of Chicago was the first pick by the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles were on the clock this day in history, 1936.
Amazing.
In 1945 on this date, Paul Brown agrees to coach the new American football expansion team in Cleveland, which would later be named the Cleveland Browns after him. And then they became the Ravens, and it gets confusing from that point. And also on this day in 2003, my son was born. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Ryan, happy birthday, pal.
16 years old today.
Wow. All right.
Very proud of him. My youngest is now 16. He's a black belt in Taekwondo and probably going to be an engineer or something when he grows up. Very smart as a whip. So happy birthday, Ryan. Love you very much. See you. We'll have a little party here in just
Purdue's a minute. Got a good program for that, right?
Yeah. Fantastic program for engineering.
On fact, I'm done with the both of you. Pete Shepard now has an update on our Twitter poll, also brought to you by Twin Peaks. Chris has really been digging
at really
me all
break
week.
Down the Purdue engineering program, really, if you look at it, the number of people that have gone on to NASA and are.
There we go. Next.
And I hear your son's favorite colors are yellow and black. Well, coincidence? I think not.
Actually.
I don't.
Fact.
He has a Gene Katie poster above his bed?
No, not a fact.
Even with the bad comb over?
My son does not like sports.
Oh, that was some of the worst hair in sports.
Gene Katie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But he does like yellow. All right. Yeah, what do you got?
Updating on our at 99.3 ESPN Twitter poll. Will you watch the Alliance of American Football this weekend? 55% said no, but 45% of you said yes.
Okay.
I think that's a win for the Alliance.
I do, too. I think there'll be more watching also on tape as well, DVR. Did you? And the second question, did you know Austin Dillon won the Daytona 500 last year? 84% said no.
There we go. I thought it could be close to
90%. And also, another little tidbit. This is fun for the whole family. Jets coaching staff will now include Adam Gase's father-in-law, Joe Vitt, in case that name rings a bell.
Do the math on that.
He was in New Orleans when Greg Williams got hit with the Bountygate scandal. Vitt ended up testifying against Greg Williams, and now they're back together in the Big Apple slash New Jersey.
That's so funny. How's that going to work out in the meeting room?
It's the Jets.
Oh, man. That is dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Adam Gase. All right, Chris, what you got?
All right, so I got two things for you guys today. Just did a quick little Google search, and U.S. News has ranked, actually, the top engineering schools in the country.
Okay.
Little help here.
Ooh.
Is A&M on the list?
No.
Really?
Let me guess.
MIT is one, though.
I haven't seen this. How about RPI? Rensselaer?
No. Nope.
No, really?
Not that I see. I mean, this...
Cal?
Ranks them all. Yeah, so number one's MIT, number two, Stanford, number three's Cal... Number four is Cal Institute of Technology. Mm-hmm. Number four, Michigan.
Yeah, go blue.
There you go.
All right.
Carnegie Mellon.
Yes.
And number seven, West Lafayette.
Purdue.
Well, they can chant things like, we're number seven, because they have no championship banners in Mackey Arena.
Couldn't even get a championship banner for their engineering school, huh?
That's right.
And then my real what you got is Diet Coke and Delta are in a little bit of hot water because of political correctness. I think it's a great napkin. They're handing out napkins. It's got the Diet Coke logo on it, and it says, because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, .. you never know. You flip the napkin over, it's got name with an empty line, and then phone number with a blank line. And people are actually giving Delta and Diet Coke a tough time. They actually had to come out and issue a statement. Said that the napkins were missed the mark, says Delta, while Coke said it sincerely apologizes for the offense. There you go.
So you made me look at it in a different light. I thought the .. you never know was the plane could go down, so you might as well know your neighbor here.
No, because you flip it over. It's got name and number on it.
I didn't know that part.
Like, saying, hey there, groovy chick.
Shoot your shot, kid.
Yeah.
Shooter's gonna shoot. I got one more thing to share with you. I just had some extra stuff here that I thought was pretty interesting. Restaurant Business Magazine put out a list of the best burger chain in America. It used to be In-N-Out Burger, even though they're only in 7 states.
Yeah.
We have a new champion, and they're only in 24 states. Culver's is number one.
Culver's is a good, fine burger.
I just don't consider that like...
Well, this thing combined everything: quick service, fast casual, family dining, casual dining.
That's a great burger.
Quality of the food. Get their burger on their pretzel roll. Ooh, that's good.
Ooh,
oh yeah, it's good stuff.
So whenever a little bit of that like liquid cheese on top of it.
Yes. Woo! Yum. Now you're talking. Now I'm hungry.
I'm starving. I don't know about you guys.
I'm practically invisible. I'm so thin from starving right now. we've got play-by-play tonight. The Adrianic Admirals.
Adirondack.
What did you say?
I don't know what I said. Taking on the Everglades. They're a team from way up north.
The Adriatic Flu. Because of the Adriatic Flu.
Wow. And,
the Adriatic Flu.
That's a home game, right?
Yes, it's at Hertz. Yeah.
At Hertz. Are they done painting yellow? They only did two sections.
Yeah, it looks good.
That's it? That's
it looks good. Yeah, it looks good.
They finally took the Germain letters off. Are the Hertz letters up yet? I'm going to have to drive by there probably after work, so figure it out. All right, that's a wrap, people. On to the weekend. Be back to talk about whatever happens this weekend. We'll keep an eye on it for you. How much time we got, Chris?
Not time to go to break yet.
What do you got up for what's up for the weekend?
Celebrate my son's birthday, baby.
Great.
After that, who knows? But we'll see.
We got some boating, got some golf.
It's going to be a lovely, warm, sunny weekend,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yep, next cold front later next week, from what I heard on NBC this morning.
This time it's only 70, not 40.
The coldest it's going to get in Southwest Florida the next 12 days is 78.
All right, thanks.
That's the coldest.
Thanks for that weather report.
Please.
For Chris and the weatherman, Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Another stellar performance by me. God bless America, everybody.
Transferring.